Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today's grain trade was mixed to lower. The one bright spot we saw today was the Chicago wheat futures trading 2 to 4 cents higher at the close, but everything else was in the red, including Kansas City wheat, which was down pretty sharply on the July, but also on the rest of the month, September and December, both down 4 to 5 cents. Soybeans were weaker across the board as the Monday's report continues to drive prices lower. Corn futures also lower, 3 to 4 cents lower here, as yields seem to be quite high at this point, and the crop condition seems to be pretty negative to the market. Most traders are looking for that corn market to get to $4 or at least test $4 in the near future. September's not all that far away at $4.13, down 3 to finish out today. Tomorrow morning, we have an Informa economics report, which should be released at about 10:30, and that will show us the 2014 crop production for corn and wheat and soybeans, and that's at 10:30, and then tomorrow afternoon, the markets are going to close early, and they will not open back up until Monday morning at 8:30, so we're closed Friday and Sunday night, and the markets will open back up Monday morning for trading.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking
ethanol
at today?
Ethanol production this week was slightly higher than last week. So was the ethanol stocks. But we're off of our highs from 2 weeks ago for both production and stocks. And margins have perked back up here in Iowa from last week. But we're still near the low end of the range over the last year. And then this morning, there was some talk from analysts that a record 2014 corn crop could still be had due to the fact that the conditions are so great. We've seen estimates as high as 180 bushels per acre. That's significantly higher than we had last year. And then if you take out the additional acreage cuts that the USDA provided us with, and then add it times that many bushels, it's still a record crop, which could put prices significantly lower. Tomorrow morning we have exports. Wheat exports are estimated to be between 300,000 and 450,000 metric tons. Soybean exports are anywhere from 300,000 to 500,000, and then corn exports 500,000 to 800,000. And again, we're closed early tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were up 82 cents at 152.32. August feeders finished up 42 cents at 216.20. And July lean hogs closed down 25 at 130.80. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 17 cents at 683 even. Chicago July wheat up 2 cents at 561 and 3 quarters. In the row crops, Chicago July corn finished down 4 and a quarter cents at 418 and a half. And July soybeans were down 7 and a half cents at 1392 and 1 half. In the cotton markets, July cotton was down 39 points and closed at 76.69 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.